Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about grief. It's a subject that's really hard, and no one wants to have to deal with it. However, we are seeing a lot of people who are actually grieving for various reasons. We have some that are grieving a loss of life, and others who are grieving losses of jobs, relationships, and it's just very difficult to know how to truly support someone. Often what I do is just send a thought or a note to the people that I love to show them that I am there for support. And sometimes people grieve and they're not even aware that what they're experiencing is a form of grief or loss. And it's interesting when we go through things and we don't know the right words or terms to help someone else understand what we're going through. And sometimes the painful memories are too much to share. You may meet someone or you may know someone that you love that's going through something, and they may want to explain it to you, express how they feel, but they may not have the words. And so sometimes all that person needs is just to know that you are trying to understand what they're going through. For me, I find that writing helps me understand myself when nothing else makes sense. So I close my eyes, I speak into my iPad, and I let my heart flow. And sometimes I'm shocked because things will come out that I hadn't thought about, and feelings will emerge that help me sometimes understand other people's pains differently, and their pain, you know, and the loss that they're feeling. So, you know, we can send flowers, we can send fruit baskets, and we can send thoughts of love. But I think what's most important is making yourself available so that if they need someone to talk to, you know, provide an ear. And I think just trying to visualize what might be helpful is the best that we can do. So today's thought is to, you know, find a way to help people when they're healing, and to also find a way to help yourself if you're experiencing any grief. You know, try writing, try coloring. There's a lot of adult coloring books right now, or baking. I used to love to bake when I was feeling stress, and I loved baking cinnamon rolls and cookies. So find something to help yourself if you're grieving, and do something to help someone else who is grieving. And I know that everyone loves emails, but handwritten notes and cards are some of the best ways you can actually really truly give a heartfelt sentiment to those you love. So wishing you a beautiful day, a wonderful afternoon, and a spectacular safe evening. Until we speak again, be well.